2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
There's a very, very critical summit taking place in Geneva, Switzerland this morning. It's between Russian President Vladimir Putin and our very own President Joe Biden. They're holding a news conference right now after those summit talks, and let's dip in. We're going to listen to Vladimir Putin first. He's speaking right now. I can see him on the monitors, and all the major networks have him live. We're going to take that live. I want to let you know he's speaking, of course, through an interpreter.
The basis for a settlement in Ukraine, the basis needs to be the Minsk agreements. As for the entry by Ukraine into NATO, this issue was broached. That remains to be discussed. That is what that's the general line. Question from Itar Tass. Mr. Putin, you said that one of the topics was strategic stability. Could you give us some more details, about decisions, the decisions on this matter that Russia and the U.S. will be resuming, or will there be talks on strategic stability and disarmament, specifically regarding the START 3 treaty? Have you planned to start talks on its extension? Maybe there are some parameters or there are some new agreements to be signed. The United States and the Russian Federation have particular responsibility when it comes to strategic stability in the world. This is because we are the two largest nuclear powers and we have the largest stockpiles of
warheads. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia. We expect President Joe Biden, Dave, to hold a separate news conference. They are not holding this news conference together, but there are a number of issues that were expected to be talked about at this summit, including the Russian hacking and ransomware that has, created a lot of havoc across the United States. Prisoner swaps. We give Russia some of their prisoners and they send us back a couple of our prisoners. And then also nuclear arms, nuclear weapons, another hot topic that they will be discussing. And our team of reporters, of course, following this developing story, will bring you the latest as we know it. We're going to speak to Boyd Matheson live and get his inside take on what's going on the summit.
Yeah, the last time these two countries met, it was that 2018 summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. But you'll remember they brought up that question of election tampering. And President Trump's like, mm-hmm. Well, he said he didn't do it, and I trust him.
I'm not sure President Biden's going to have the same take when it comes to some of the other discussions. But, of course, we're going to monitor that. That news conference, President Biden expecting to hold that news conference later today. We'll take you there live the moment it happens. Let's talk about this name change at Dixie State University. And I did think, Dave, that the governor said it best after a new name was selected to replace the name Dixie State University. Let's listen to what the gov said.
I know a lot of people are going, wait a minute, that's just a mouthful, right? Utah Polytechnic State University. What the heck is that?
Nope. Everybody said it, right? As soon as we heard it, everyone had the same reaction. Stop pretending like you were in the forefront of this, right? Everybody's like, really? Utah Polytechnic State University? But before you start making fun of it, let's stop pretending like we've done an amazing job with our other state schools. We're like Utah University. Oh, well, let's change it up. How about Utah State or Utah Valley or Southern Utah? At least this one attempts to explain what the university has to offer.
But we did have to go to a dictionary.
Yeah.
Stand by for the Webster definition of poly. It means many. Tech means to weave, to fabricate, to make. By the way, we're going to have a live interview with the provost of Dixie State standing by live right now. But first, let's hear from the governor. He explained this term.
Polytechnic universities are very common across the country and have a very specific focus. Virginia Tech, Texas Tech, that's what we're talking about. You probably didn't know that those were polytechnic universities.
Dr. Michael LaCourse joins us right now. He's from Dixie State University. He's the provost and vice president of academic affairs. Dr. LaCourse, thank you so much for joining us. It's certainly a mouthful. Utah Polytechnic State University. Hopefully people don't shorten it to UPS. But give us a little bit of an idea behind the idea.
Yeah, you think it's a mouthful? Sounds easy. No.
That's because you're a provost.
I speak for a profession, and it gets me tongue-tied.
We're just talk show hosts, Dave. He's a provost. That's why it's easy for him.
Well, it's an academic term. Of course there's many words. Thanks for inviting me this morning and giving me the opportunity to talk a little bit about the model. So, yeah, it is a number of words, and, you know, it's taken us quite a bit of time to work through all of the conversations and discussion and so forth about how to move forward with the institution's name. But we were really, at the end, focused on trying to align the name of the university with our mission. And last year, we finished up a long process of strategic planning, which included the name, a new mission for the university, and that is as a polytechnic university. So aligning the name with the mission is really a high priority, as well as making sure that we clearly identify where we're located in the country and with an identifier with the state's name. That was really the mandate we received from the legislature earlier this year, to come up with a name that incorporated the mission, that allowed us to have a national reputation, and that had a identifier of where we are. So when you put all those together, this is the best name that we think meets all of those criteria.
How much will it cost to change the name?
Well, you know, there's I don't know if I have an exact number for you right now. Obviously, there's some branding that's going to have to be done at all different levels. We've been working on communicating the notion of a polytechnic now for some time. This isn't anything really brand new for us. About 5 years ago, we made sort of a decision internally in academic affairs to begin building a model of based on a polytechnic theme. And so we've been working on it. We've been talking about it, although it's been quiet, but we've been working on it. And about a year ago, when we adopted our new mission, new strategic plan, we started communicating the notion of what a polytechnic is at that time. So we've been working on it for some time. You know, there's a lot of work ahead of us. I don't have an exact number of what it's going to cost us to rebrand, but it's going to cost a few million dollars, I would imagine.
There's already 8 technical colleges in Utah right now. Can you explain the differences and why there needs to be a state university really based around this polytechnic model?
Sure. Around the country, there are 13 states that have publicly funded technological universities and at the same time have technical college systems. So we're not talking about doing anything that doesn't already exist other parts of the country. But the difference, of course, is in the type of academic award and the training that you receive. At a technical school or technical college, you're focused in on the technical aspects of a particular trade or profession, whereas in a technological university, obviously here we're offering associate, baccalaureate, master's degrees with more advanced combination of technological and professional level training. So there's really a different mission between what happens at a technical college and what happens at a university. So they are quite different. And actually, they work quite well together. I mean, you you know, one of the best things that we can do actually is to have a technological university, because that will create transfer and what we call transfer and articulation pathways for students who start off at a technical college, but then eventually want to move into a technological university and maybe get more advanced degrees. So there can be and should be a really strong relationship between those two systems.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. New mascot?
Oh no. We're not doing that one. We're staying with what we have right now. It's brand new.
You've been through that a few times as well, so.
Yes, we have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. LaCourse, Dixie State's provost and vice president of academic affairs.
Straight ahead, we said earlier on breaking news that President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are at a summit right now. President Putin's news conference continues as we speak. We're going to continue to monitor that right here at Broadcast House for you and bring you the latest. Boyd Matheson walking into studio as well. The three things we think must come from this summit.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.